Speaking of dumb people.
Yeah.
Comes to Ashley, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey, guys.
I made it sound like we're stupid people.
Yeah.
What a fun way.
In a fun, jokey way. Oh, good time to open that. Mike wasn't like it was close to the microphone or anything. Since we're keeping it away. Just reading up on this X-rated version of RoboCop. So what's the difference? Well, despite the full connotation of an X-rated an X rating, there unfortunately aren't any hardcore RoboCop sex scenes. Aren't, Mike, so don't get excited.
Robo full penetration?
Well, Mike's out.
As always, no judgment from us if that's what you were hoping for. Mm-hmm. The big change is the movie is significantly more violent, which is saying something since it's a pretty violent film anyways.
Yes.
But the X-rated version has a more gushing, squirting blood and more graphic death scene for Peter Weller's RoboCop version, Alex Murphy.
And if I've only seen the... Because it was rated R, right?
Yeah. Yep.
If I've only seen the rated R version, that was pretty graphic to begin with.
Yeah, so the...
So if I haven't seen the rated X version...
He literally is a puddle.
Then, yeah, they must have had a really, really bad scene in there.
Yeah, it's literally that scene.
Yeah.
Like, it's... So, you know, in the regular one, he's bah, bah, and he's like, you know, blah, blah. They literally keep going where they show him, and he's a puddle with, like, a head and guts.
Ugh. I do want to see it, though.
You can probably, like, search for a picture of it.
Well, no, I'll watch the movie.
Of course, yeah, you should. Click on this link. What does it go to? Amazon? Oh, shit, it does.
And it's That's available awesome. On Amazon Prime
yep.
Video? Yeah.
So when you go to the website, or you go to Amazon's website, it lists as R on here.
On their actual website?
Yeah, on the website, when you go to the streaming portion of it, it says the IMDb score, 103 minutes, R.
Let me check the Prime Video.
That's where I'm at right now. That's what I'm looking on the website. It's interesting. This is one of the things I hate about Amazon and Amazon users. So I'm on the streaming page for That's RoboCop, you, right? Joe.
You're an Amazon user.
No, like
You're
the
both
heart,
Amazon
like,
users.
He's not the kind of Amazon user I hate because he doesn't write reviews ever.
No, I don't.
But this fucking idiot, the very first review that's on here, it's a top customer review. It's 5 stars. Don't get me wrong. That's perfectly legitimate for RoboCop because it's amazing. But he says this as the title of his review. This review pertains to the 4K remastered edition Blu-ray. Then why are you putting it on the streaming one? There's a site. There's literally a page for that item. You're on the wrong fucking page.
People be dumb, yo.
People be dumb, yo.
Then he proceeds to write a very lengthy review, which I'm pretty sure he's probably like talking about aspect ratio and sound quality.
Oh, no, it says X-rated. I'm on the app, on the iPad.
Yeah, because it's... Bloop, R.
Your link sent you to the wrong spot.
It's funny, because that's literally what they were talking about, is like, oh, this Reddit user says it's the X-rated version. And you click on it, and it's like, go watch it now. I click on it, that's where it brings me.
Mine says, rated X.
Oh, shit.
Or X-ray, so I don't know.
Maybe you just see through it.
It sees through you.
Oh, no, wait. Maybe
shit. That...
Oh, no, it is the R version. X-ray probably refers to that stupid thing.
Yeah. See? You have to look at the actual... Let me see it. Yeah,
hold on. I do see it now. It says rated R up there by the score. So me.
Set in old Detroit, which is funny because it's actually... In the future, but we meant old is the old Detroit is the setting.
Mike. Universal Soldier.
Free?
On Amazon Prime.
Oh my God, I should get that.
There's a lot of really cool shit on Amazon
Prime. I know, it's cool.
I really want to watch some of this other shit that's on here. They have something called RoboCop Prime Detectives Resurrection.
Fuck, you just call
RoboCop Prime Detectives Just Dark Justice.
That's the TV show.
Was movies. That what the TV show was?
That's the movies they did for the TV show.
I didn't realize that's what they called.
Yeah, dude, they have fucking terrible names for those.
Robo Vampire 2 Devil's Dynamite.
Yeah.
I like everything in that title. I like Robo. I like Vampire. Two is cool. Devils and Dynamite.
I want to see the first one.
Fuck, man.
Fuck, man.
That's too much. I'm already exhausted just thinking about watching that.
So, yeah. So then where is the rated X version?
You don't get it.
It's not. I really think what there. They're saying is on here it's listed as the rated R one, but when you watch it, it's actually the rated X one because technically, by standards nowadays, that doesn't make it rated X.
That'd make it PG-13 now.
Now it's like,
as PG-13. As long as they don't have any sex in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no full penetration. There are boobies, though.
There are boobies in that movie, so, but there were boobies in the R version.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it can't be moved down to... Literally, the only reason it's rated X is because of that violent scene. There's no other change to the movie. It's just the opening scene when he gets murdered is so violent for back in 1987... that it got an R rating, so they had to use a different shot they had for it.
Gotcha.
And they just basically cut at a certain point and don't keep letting him shoot the body. And so it's just the part where he gets fucking lit up a bunch of times and falls down.
Yeah.
They don't just continue shooting him while he's on the ground to liquefy him. That's literally the only difference. But there are boobies in it, so it would never be PG-13. Because titties means it's R.
Yeah, but
lady titties.
Like, can't you have like one titty for less than 2 seconds?
No. And still, you can have no titties, no nudity at all.
Half of one titty.
Nope.
Nope.
For 1 second.
Nope.
I
think it counts as PG-13 if it's only half of one titty for 1 second.
When you say half, is there nipple involved? Which half?
The outer.
Like OT.
No nipple.
No nipple can be PG-13.
Yes. No, but there's question of whether is that a nipple?
No.
Loophole. If there's a hint of being a nipple, a R.
Yeah.
What if it's a perfect shadow of a nipple R. that just happens to be on a nipple?
You cannot have anything arousing in a movie, otherwise it's rated R.
You can't have anything arousing in a movie?
To the old dried up white
Why is Tom Hardy still making movies then?
Because you can't censor a whole human being.
Oh.
It's not like he's throwing his dick around. He's like, dick. Because I would also see that movie.
I wonder if there's going to be a scene
of Venom Dick.
Just Venom Dick.
Big fucking
shoots out. His dick around.
A tentacle shoots
out. You guys been watching the new trailers for that? Like the little spots?
I have watched The only TV spot I watch is the SWAT one where he uses the guy to SWAT everyone else.
He talks. Like, I love. People are going to complain. I know people are going to complain about it.
It's 29% on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
But people. Yeah, I
didn't look at that's the critics rating, which I don't give two shits about.
Right.
I don't know what the fan rating is though. I think it's like 90 something.
I love it when there's a giant discrepancy like that. That's my favorite thing. It's like, okay, you guys are just shitting on a movie just to shit on a movie then.
Yeah.
But I like it. Like I said, I like the dialogue between the
two. Oh, it went up. It's 30% now.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. 91 for fans. But the thing is though, fans haven't really seen it yet, so that may drastically drop.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it'll probably drop a little bit because it's usually not that big of a difference. But I feel like this is going to be one of those movies where we like it and a lot of people hate it.
Yeah.
And I'm already bummed out. But
Star is Born is 95% certified.
People really like that movie, which is weird.
Yep.
I didn't expect that to be a thing. Bradley Cooper's directing debut.
Yep.
Pulling an old Clint Eastwood.
Which he said that was his inspiration behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had to scramble to find something to make. He's like, shit, I almost forgot.
He's just listening to Barbra Streisand at the time. He's like, fuck it.
He's like, you know what I should do? Barbra
Streisand. Funny girl. Oh. Barbra, oh. Yeah. Star is Born.
Don't say doing Barbra Streisand. Don't say doing Barbra Streisand. Doing
Josh Barbra.
Yes. I mean, he was both Cable and Thanos in the same year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you like scars or purple?
You like purple.
I do love purple. I'd fuck that bald chin. For sure. Those little weird grooves. Oh, that does. Mike so
makes
them right
faster
now?
In water.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He's part fish?
No, he's not part fish. He's just adapted to underwater battle.
Dang.
I'm pretty sure that's in a comic book.
I'm almost positive it's not.
I'm 95% sure.
Oh, well, then you're incorrect.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome, buddy. You tried, though. That's the most important part.
Yeah, sure. I don't think it is either.
Nah, it's not. It's not. You're incorrect.
Wow, they have Lilo and Stitch up for a live-action remake now?
Yeah, man. They're hitting the next level of classics they're working on.
All right.
They already worked through all the other ones.
I guess they have, haven't they?
The Little Mermaid is on its way. Lady and the Tramp Starring is on its way. I don't think they've fully said yet. But they already have production and stuff already set up for them, like pre-production stuff.
All I want is Beauty and the Beast 2.
What was the name of the...
Beast Harder?
Yeah.
I was going to say Bell Harder, but I guess that sounds more dirty. Didn't they... They did one of the like DVD sequels, right?
Yeah, I think so.
What was it called?
I think they've done DVD sequels to all of them.
Everything, yeah.
Main things.
I don't know how to spell. With the exception of
maybe Bambi. Have they done like a Bambi 2?
Yeah.
I'm sure. Bambi's Thumper Revenge. Probably got a...
Yeah, Thumper.
He's going hunting humans.
They took my mother.
Remember that rock spoof on SNL? Of where it was right before Fast and Furious came out, so it was the Fast and Furious cast as Bambi cast. Mm-mm. And the Rock is Bambi, but it's just the Rock being all yoked up with a bunch of guns, wearing Bambi ears and like painted nose. In one line, he says, "We're gonna make them pay dearly." And I lost my shit. It's still one of the funniest things that SNL's ever done.
Did you watch the new one, by the way, with Adam Driver and Matt Damon?
No. I heard it was a really good episode, though.
Yeah.
Like, Matt Damon stole the show.
As Kavanaugh?
Yeah.
I still need to watch that. There was something else I watched this last week that was really hilarious. I can't remember now.
When do you think we're going to get Matt Damon in a proper superhero role?
He's been in 2 comic book movies this year. Or no, not year. Last year, because Thor was last year.
Yeah. Is that proper?
I'm just saying, like, he's on his way. Making baby steps. He said he doesn't want to, though, right?
Yeah, but, like, fuck you, man. That's not your choice.
I'm almost positive it is.
The people demand it.
The people have spoken, because that's why we're where
we're
at.
All those other guys who came up in the same time as him all did superhero movies. It's his turn.
So they never made a Beauty and the Beast 2. They made 2 direct-to-movie follow-ups. They take place during the actual movie. So there's an Enchanted Christmas and Belle's Magical World.
Oh.
So they never made a Beauty and the Beast 2. Mainly because, like, he's no longer a beast.
Well.
Spoiler alert, I guess I should have thrown out there.
Come on, man.
My bad. Sorry, I came out in 1991. I figured maybe people had seen it.
Remember that the little dude that voiced the beast the first time was a child star? It was this tiny guy.
Nope.
Fuck was his name. He was like a famous dude in the 80s. He was a child star for a while and he did some movies. Little dude, but.
That voiced giant. Beast?
Yeah, dude.
Little guy that voiced Beast. Nope.
Dun, dun, dun. Cast and crew. Robbie Benson?
You're reading it, not me, pal.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But he was like on a TV show. He's like famous.
He looks like Beast.
Really?
Bump, bump, yeah.
I remember him. Is that what he looks like now?
It's him from 2007.
Doesn't look like a little guy to me.
Yeah, Mike, you fucking lying piece of shit.
He's a little guy, trust me.
Little guy.
I'll show you.
Wait, we say I'll little, like you. He's like little?
Or like he was young? No. Like he was... He is a small dude.
I mean, he started acting in 1967.
Damn.
So, yeah, he's 62 years old right now. So in 91, he couldn't have been
a little guy.
But he might have been a child actor because he was born in 56 and he started working in 67.
Okay.
So technically, that makes him a child. At one point, childish age. Done a lot of shit though. Exo Squad, I remember that shit. Remember Exo Squad?
Oh, I loved Exo Squad.
Yeah, dude, he was a squad leader, Lieutenant JT Marsh, Wing Commander JT Marsh, and Squad Leader Lieutenant JT Marsh.
That was the one with the exosuits, right?
It's a squad. No, you're thinking of what is that one called? The one that they had the orange, the green, and the blue guy?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a different one. Exo Squad was in space.
They have an image?
They have a logo.
Exo Squad? I remember watching it. I don't remember now what it was. Is it all one word?
Yeah.
Squad. Exo Squad.
So that's this is a shitty picture.
No, that is the one. Yeah, that is the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, that's not the one that where they were the
no. Yeah, blue, this is the one. This is the one where I own the toys and almost shot my eye out with the
you shoot your eye out. At least fucking Ralphie can do it with a real gun. You did it with a fucking actual toy.
Yeah, so it was this one right here, the one with the wings that come up.
Oh yeah, you shot with the rocket yeah. Shoots out the turbine.
Yeah. So you pulled the wings up too high or high enough and it shot and the rockets shot out.
This is why I pictured, because this is how like this dude was portrayed for like the first half of his career.
That's him on the
left. Yeah, that's the dude who voiced Beast.
Obviously, okay.
Yeah, because the other one was Paul Newman.
Yeah, he looks.
The other one's Paul Newman.
I thought he makes the
salad dressing, yeah, right?
Salad dressing. Yeah. Some cookies, too. There's cookies.
Yeah, right. He just banged that fucking, what's that other bitch that makes cookies?
Sarah Lee.
No, the other Fields. One. Mrs. Fields. Yeah, he banged that bitch, stole her cookies.
Do they still have Mrs. Fields stores?
Why are you asking me?
Because you work in a mall. Isn't that a thing in a mall?
No, we have fancy stuff.
Mrs. Fields is pretty fancy.
No, I can't say we have fancy stuff. We have a C's store, I think, still in our mall. So,
I think that's mandatory, though. That's if you want to be classified as a mall, you have to have a C's store.
I thought that was
just of all the malls I've been into, they've always had a C's.
I've never once gotten anything from there, either.
Really?
Dude, you're missing out, bro.
They're so good.
Only time I ever had See's candy is when someone was selling them at school.
Because they have all the different flavors of the lollipop thingies.
The best part is that you can ask for samples, too, at the store.
Mm-hmm. We have a fancy candy shop at our mall.
Oh, yeah?
That Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory place.
Oh, I've heard of it. I've never been inside one.
They even make diabetic candy.
Yeah, we walked inside.
It has that giant fucking fat teddy bear out front.
Yeah, I was like, well,
apparently that teddy bear's been sampling the wares.
Yeah. Beatty's Bear?
Yep. Evil gets schooled in the official The Kid Who Would Be King poster.
The kid in King Arthur's court?
Nope. This kid is wearing wearing armor, and his backpack has a sword in it. And on one side is the Tower of London, or the Big Ben, and the other side is the Ferris wheel thing they have in London. I don't know what this movie's about, but it has a kid with a sword in his backpack. That better be a JanSport backpack. Otherwise, that movie's shit. Because what I learned from watching kids that are in school, JanSport's a thing to have.
Okay. Sounds a little creepy, but okay.
Why are you watching kids at school? It's because we used to eat at that Barrows.
Yeah, dude, like that Barrows and like all those kids.
I'm just saying.
Because we used to go to that Rocket Fizz.
It was just like...
All that's gone now.
Is it?
The Rocket Fizz is. Barrows is probably still there.
Yeah, Rocket Fizz.
And you don't live down there anymore, so we don't ever go
over
there.
Fuck that place.
Oh, sorry. No, I was thinking of the...
Another one here. No. That one's still there.
Yeah.
That's the Rocket Fizz now.
The Rocket Fizz.
I always wondered why Cracker Barrel doesn't just absorb Rocket Fizz and make their little Cracker Barrel shop a Rocket Fizz store.
It makes sense.
Because they have like partial, like a little bit of everything that Rocket Fizz sells. I'm like, get rid of all that old lady shit.
Throw in the Rocket Fizz.
That's free advice, Cracker Barrel.
For all these Cracker Barrel people listening, listen up, fuckers. You can sell rocking chairs out front still.
Yeah, well, that's mandatory.
Have you ever seen anyone buy one of those, by the way?
Nope.
I'm going to at some point.
This is a true story. So one of my last years that I worked at Best Buy... When we were opening at like fucking 4 p.m. or whatever it was, we had to have Thanksgiving dinner somewhere. And my grandmother and her boyfriend at the time didn't want to like go, like they didn't really want to like wait around for dinner and have dinner at that time.
Uh-huh.
So they decided we're going to have Thanksgiving lunch at Cracker Barrel, right? And then I'll just go right to work because there's the one over by the Arrowhead Best Buy. And so we went over there, and it's busy, which I thought was kind of weird, but it kind of makes sense also.
Yeah.
Because, like, oh, it's Thanksgiving. I guess people who are lazy or don't really know how to cook. Because it's not, like, an easy thing to cook a turkey.
No.
For the most part. Not without fucking it up really bad.
Yeah, you have also have those people that are, they don't have a whole lot of family here, yeah, and they don't travel, so, yeah.
Which, if it were me, I would go to a Chinese food restaurant, because I always look fun in the movies.
It does, doesn't it?
Always.
Well, that, right? That was a thing for my family for a while around Christmas. We would go to church, and then after church, we would go over to Panda.
Panda, really?
You yeah.
You go to an actual Chinese food restaurant?
No.
Come on, man.
My dad is almost as bad as your dad. Ugh, he's actually gross. Getting better.
Less racist?
No, he's willing to try more different things.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
That's what you mean. He went right to the, oh, your dad's racist too?
We've had this discussion. Yeah, we've had this discussion.
His dad isn't racist. He just says racist stuff by accident. Mine, on the other hand, doesn't say it by accident. Yes. Anyhow, so we went there, and it's busy, right? So I finally score a sweet rocking chair. This bitch comes out, and she fucking buys it. And I was like, bitch, I just waited for that fat piece of shit to get out. And you're going to buy this chair? Turns out she bought it for that fat piece of shit because he liked it so much. I was like, well, I feel less okay. But still, bitch, I waited for this thing. You just bought it out from under me?
Yep.
Hope you die of cancer.
Probably did.
Soon. Let me watch.
Okay, that got dark.
I'll just buy my popcorn. Just suffer, bitch. Sorry. Still made me mad. Let's see. I was going to talk about something else that I saw down here. Nah, I lost it. Lost it. Sorry. My bad.
Oh, so you're... Okay, so they are in production for the next Rambo.
Yeah, we said that earlier.
But I'm looking at an image of it now, and he's wearing a cowboy hat.
Well, he's working on his dad's farm.
Right.
He's back in Arizona.
Yeah.
Dewey, Arizona, which I think is an actual real place.
Let me see the images real quick, because I haven't seen them yet.
I mean, you haven't seen them. They've been all over Twitter. Looks gnarly in that one, like he has the jacket and the hat on.
Yeah.
Then they show randomly that picture from the end of Rambo, like where he's walking up to the farm. I was like, why are you showing this picture randomly? Well, I don't know if it's in that same article I was looking at, but
I'm upset that he cut his hair. Rambo's supposed to have long hair. Right. That's how you tell he's Rambo, not Rocky. That's the key.
Maybe they're the same person.
Dun, dun, dun.
They just don't know.
Even though they're from, like, two different eras.
Well, the thing is, like, he has a split personality that time travels.
Oh, that makes no sense.
Yep. Nope, does not. Let's see. We're going to get a Night Flyers, actual Night Flyers trailer for the from New York Comic Con. That's fun. Finally. Jesus. Let's see. What else we got? Is there another trailer for Robin Hood finally out?
Yes. It said there was.
Dang.
Don't really care.
I do. I want to watch it. I would like to watch it. Let's see. What else did I see? MoviePass is doing some more dumb shit. Army Hammer is joining Gal Gadot and Death on the Nile. So who the guy who could have been Superman / Batman joining the lady who is Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Mike, did you see a buff fucking Ben Affleck coming out of rehab?
No.
Jesus Christ, this fucking kid.
He is pretty buff.
Let's see if I can find that picture again.
I'm just going to Google buff Ben Affleck.
We're going to get a lot of the ones from Batman when he was all ramped up for that. There was a... It was either an article from yesterday or the day before I like struggled to even find last night at Wings. I was trying to show these guys.
Oh, we forgot to watch the new trailer for the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
We didn't. We did. It was Mike and I watched it already. That's why I sent it to everybody.
That's why I said we.
I know. I just wanted to make sure everyone knew that you didn't watch it. We did.
Because I always assume we're going to watch it before we
start this. Then I got a funny thing and I started the recording thing.
Yeah, and a thing.
Mike, I found it.
Is that a rehab?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's out of rehab.
Jesus Christ, guy.
Apparently, right. Not drinking and not fucking makes you lift weights.
Nothing else to do, I guess.
Yeah. Right?
I go, so I'll work out. I was like, you got buff for what? You ain't doing Batman no mo.
That's so
sad. You don't know that.
I mean, it's true. I don't know that, but I guessed it.
It's all swerve.
What?
It's all swerve. Yeah, man. They're going to...
I hate the fact you said that right now.
Swerve.
Yeah. They're going to be like, oh, man, this Joker movie.
It's a misdirect.
This movie, not going to happen. No more Ben Affleck's Batman. And then, bam, Ben Affleck's going to be in a Batman movie.
No, it's just the fact that he punches Joaquin Phoenix's
Joker right in the dumb, stupid face. Yeah. Like, take the makeup off. Boom, he hits him so hard the makeup goes off his face. You can see it and then just collapses on the ground like cartoon.
Yeah.
And then he has real scars because he got his face rearranged by a punch.
You know, you said you wanted to see Matt Damon in a comic book, like an actual comic book movie. You could have him play like an old Robin.
That'd be good.
Wouldn't that technically just be Nightwing at that point?
No. He's one of the ones like, that retired.
Like the Batman Beyond version?
Yeah, where
he's actually the Joker with a microchip in his brain?
Except you could leave out the Joker with the microchip in his brain type thing.
Wow, that was awesome.
Well, no, for this series is what I'm saying.
Fuck that. Let's just do it.
Okay. Matt Damon's the Joker in the Batman, Dark Knight, whatever, Superman series.
And you can make him transmogrify into fucking Mark Hamill.
Think he can do it? As the
Joker.
Yeah. Matt Damon can do anything. He's one of the best actors ever.
Okay. If he wanted to, he could fuck Mike.
Well, I believe that.
Yeah.
It's not very difficult.
I'm very easy.
Yeah.
Especially for Hollywood studs. Oh my god.
Right?
Oh my god.
Oh my god. What did happen this week?
Nothing, man.
Oh, did you hear about the Netflix nonsense to do with the Pick Your Own Adventure?
There was a shit ton of Netflix stuff that came out.
Yeah, well, did you hear about the
Choose Your Own Adventure thing? Yeah.
That they're gonna do with Black Mirror?
Yeah.
Where you choose the ending of the episode? I was like, are they all gonna be fucked up endings? You choose which one you think is less fucked up?
Nope. If it's anything like it would go, which would be the internet has a decision on it.
Oh, no, it's individual viewers. So your ending will be different than my ending, as long as we don't choose
yours
the same one.
Oh, fucked up then.
First off, A, it's Black Mirror. They're all going to be fucked up. And
no, but
B,
yours is going to be particularly fucked up. Like,
fair enough.
Peter Weller being turned into a poodle. A poodle.
Poodle. Yep, poodle. And then we're like, poodle cop.
A poodle of blood.
That's like a fuzzy thing of blood.
No, a lot of stuff from Amazon came out. Well, it didn't come out, but a lot of announcements, such as them signing the rights to the Chronicles of Narnia series.
That's Netflix. You said Amazon.
Oh, did I say Amazon? I meant Netflix.
Amazon's doing the Neil Gaiman stuff.
Yeah, Amazon's doing the Neil Gaiman stuff.
We don't know what they're doing yet. But
well, no, they announced, overall, I don't remember. I'd have to look it up. They did announce the first property of his that they were going to do.
Spider-Ham. Doing things at Spider-Ham.
I am slowly trying to find it. Here it is. Nope, that's not the Neil Gaiman one. That was a different one. No, this was a different one that Amazon's adapting a series of novels called Wheel of Time.
Oh, yeah.
From Robert Jordan.
I seen that one, too.
I could have swore it. I read it somewhere. That they said which Neil Gaiman book that they were
going to read. I didn't either. I saw the headline because I was at work and I was doing something else.
Yeah, it's just one of those things I go through way too many services.
I think it was. I saw it pop up. I think
maybe it was on the Apple News.
It was on. Was that right? Am I thinking the right one? I think it's that pop up on Edge when I was. I turned it on to a computer. I saw Neil Gaiman. Says, "Oh, what's Neil Gaiman up to?" Amazon signs an overall deal with Neil Gaiman. I was like, okay.
But I do think it's cool that they're gonna do the Chronicles of Narnia. I was never huge into the movies, but they weren't bad movies. I'd like to see them pick up Golden Compass.
Yeah, Golden Compass was fun.
I liked that movie, even though I didn't really like the author. He was kind of a weirdo.
Yeah, Neil Gaiman's probably a pretty big weirdo, too.
But no, right. But this was like that like weird political, religious-type weirdo guy.
Oh, like a true weirdo. Gotcha.
Yeah. like Neil Gaiman's the fun type of like weird, like he has cool ideas and stuff that he does. And I probably should just search for it on Google.
Yep. Probably.
Neil.
Mike, what you got over there? What are you looking at? What do you got over there?
Just trying to find stuff.
Yeah, you are.
I almost typed in Amazon. Net. That is not how you spell net.
Everyday Horror Day 3, The Last Man on Earth. Sci-Fi Wire does a thing during Halloween where they pick a different horror movie. And apparently today's movie is The Last Man on Earth. You know what The Last Man on Earth is?
Yep.
What is it?
Is that one with Will Smith?
Nope.
No, it's a TV show. It's
called I Am Legend?
That nope. ends up not being The Last Man on Earth. It's a TV series.
I'll give you a hint. It's got Vincent Price in it.
It's a vampire movie.
Nope.
It's a Michael Jackson song.
That's Man in the Mirror?
Vincent Price wasn't in Man in the Mirror.
No, but the Michael Jackson song was Man in the Mirror.
No, Vincent Price was in Thriller.
No, he narrated Thriller.
He was in it.
No.
Okay. You really want to argue with me about this right now?
Yes?
Question mark?
Is it an option to argue? Because I think you're wrong.
False. Moving on.
Moving on.
Vincent Price in Thriller.
Yeah, he was that really scary finest guy.
Work.
Right? Fucking monster. Let's see. Did you find the Neil Gaiman thing?
I'm still reading through the article.
I could have swore they did. From what I briefly read real quick, I didn't see him mention anything in particular. Well, because Amazon's the one doing Good Omens, right?
Yes.
I wonder if that's where it spurred from. They're like, we really enjoyed this. The whole thing's batshit crazy, but we enjoy this kind of batshit crazy because it is. Good Omens is a great book.
They also signed Bear Grylls at Amazon.
Oh, I'm like, to partner with Neil Gaiman? Like, that's fucking weird, right?
Like, if you misread this article, yeah, it is. Because the first line of this article is Amazon has signed deals with author Neil Gaiman and adventurer Bear Grylls as part of a set of moves that will strengthen its armory for battle with Netflix in the fast-growing online streaming video industry. Where is it? The company also used an event in central London to announce it's bringing back the 1990s series Eco Challenge.
Really?
That's the one that Bear Grylls is going to host. He's going to host it. Yeah, it doesn't say in this article. It just mentions Good Omens.
Okay.
I could have swore.
Okay. Bum, bum, bum. What else? Let's see. So much news, but none of it's really great. I did read an article yesterday or the day before that the dude that's done the last bunch of Mission Impossible movies wants to do a couple spinoffs that he has ideas for with other characters.
That'd be good.
Yeah. But Tom Cruise is way too busy to be tied down to do a bunch of like random shit because the dude puts out like 9 movies a year or at least works on 9 movies a year and then they get slowly released.
Yeah.
So he can work on 9 other movies the next year. And they slowly get released.
It's all part of his plan for when after he dies, there's 47 movies that still need to be released.
Literally, like, he has enough movies to eclipse his death anniversary by a couple times.
Yeah.
Like, what we do, guys? One a year. We'll give you one a year, and most of you will be dead by the time we're out of them. Let's get another trailer for Halloween soon, too. Maybe it'll come from New York Comic Con as well. Thought that was kind of weird. La la la. Haven't find anything yet?
No.
Hey, Mike, what are we doing tonight?
We are going to a special advance screening of Bad Times at the El Royale.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that shit. We're going to spoil it before it's even out.
With a streaming Q&A. After or before?
After, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right.
I wonder, is that going to be a streaming Q&A for, like, all of the Alamos?
Yeah.
At once?
Yep.
That's going to be interesting.
Yep.
I wonder how that is set up.
No idea. I don't know if it's live or not, or pre-recorded. I'm not too sure how it works.
It'd be really weird. Pre-recorded Q&A.
That's how they did it for Rob Zombie's 31.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it was a pre-recorded one where there's a bunch of people asked questions, and then he read them and answered them.
Oh, okay. I guess it could work like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, which is great if you're like a Rob Zombie fan and you're like, you've watched all of his movies, but like this has nothing to do with anything else that we know of that Drew Goddard has done. Something all like brand new, and like, so it's gonna be a bunch of questions about Cabin in the Woods and like The Martian,
right?
It's like, I mean, I don't like, you can try to formulate questions for a movie you haven't seen yet, I guess, but that just makes you an asshole. So by the trailer, I thought, you know, maybe Chris Hemsworth was actually a good guy. Wait, what? No,
you
should watch the trailer again. Nothing in that trailer made me think he was a good guy. Did you find the Neil Gaiman thing?
No, I couldn't find it.
Boo.
Yeah.
Boo, I say. I'm not even going to click on that article. Science behind the fiction. Venom has nothing on real world physics.
Of course it doesn't.
Duh. It's from a comic book, you fucking idiots. John Mulaney's the voice of Spider-Ham in the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movie.
That was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Watching that trailer. He's got like two really funny lines in the trailer too. It's like, oh, this character is going to be so dope.
Made me extremely happy. Nope.
Yeah, there really wasn't a whole lot left.
Bunch of bullshit ass week. Next week, though. That episode, we're talking about
two different movies.
Yep.
Dang.
So you can listen on next Friday's episode when we talk about both Venom and Bad Times at El Royale on the day Bad Times at El Royale comes out. So, advance warning, there's probably going to be spoilers.
Oh, yeah. But usually we're a week after. Yep. We give you the opening weekend to watch it.
Not this time. Movie,
we fucking you up quick, son.
Yeah.
And we'll be allowed to because we won't publish it until the day the movie comes out. So
bam! And then y'all gonna hear it.
We probably aren't signing NDAs anyway.
Nah, I bought tickets.
Yeah.
I'll NDA all day.
Plus, it's already premiered at...
What's been the buzz about? I haven't read or watched anything on it.
Fest, I think it premiered at. One of those. I don't even read anything about it.
Yeah, because I saw the trailer, and even the second trailer, you don't really get much. But I was like, all right, well, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know who the bad people are and who the good people are. But I'm just ready for this dope-ass ensemble cast to act the shit out of some stuff and be entertaining. I'm really excited about watching it.
Yeah.
Really excited about watching Venom, too.
Yeah.
He's so goddamn big. He eats people. I didn't think they were going to let him eat people in a movie. That's awesome.
I mean, he's going to eat him off camera.
Still.
But it's exciting. I want him to burp up a bone or something. Yeah. But like a hand bone or something comes out. Because that's all
spit one out.
Yeah. I do want him to hit someone with some kind of severed limb, though.
Yeah.
I want him to have like a severed leg and just fucking hit somebody with it. But that's just me. I just want to see that.
Well, that one clip that got released against the SWAT team, he jumps up to like the fourth floor of a building, knocks the shit out of somebody, jumps back down, grabs a SWAT guy, and beats the shit out of like five other SWAT guys with that SWAT guy.
Swatted them.
It was
with
pretty,
a SWAT guy.
Pretty amazing.
It does say in this article here for the Neil Gaiman says, Gaiman added that his experience with Good Omens convinced him to sign on the dotted line. So it doesn't mention any new projects coming out.
And then it basically said that Amazon has first look rights to to his stuff. So if they want to make a, so if he wants to, or somebody wants to make a movie out of one of his books, they get first dibs on it.
Yep.
Which hopefully they just be like, yes, go for it. I want Amazon to have more original content on there.
They're trying, man. They got all sorts of shit going, coming down the pipeline.
Which I really hope pans out, because they are just throwing everything into it.
Yeah, they are. They are sinking a shit really ton of capital. I really
want to see the Lord of the Rings one, because that should be awesome.
Guillermo del Toro guests on Disney's new Mickey series, and they have a picture of him as a Mickey Mouse character.
They trying to, like, low-key scare people?
I don't know, man. He's a really nice guy in real life.
Oh, no, no. I'm not saying he's not a bad guy. It's just, it's...
He played a creep in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It's, and I'm not talking really about him personally. I'm literally saying, because he's best known for his...
That's fantastic.
It's like being Simpsonized, but like being Mickeyized.
It's weird, but I see it.
Because he looks like, No, what's his neighbor? Always, for Goofy's name.
Why am I specific? Yeah, what was it?
I can't remember.
Is it Spike?
Pete. No, it was Pete.
The Pete, yeah. He looks like Pete in a way.
Yeah.
Because he's that goofy, like, he's like whatever race of humanoid dog that Goofy is and Pete is, that's what he is essentially in this. He just looks, so, I mean, they're like, if you do this and cover the ears and the nose, it looks like someone animated him. So good job, I guess, Disney. I guess you guys are good at animation.
Yeah, right.
Took a while for me to figure out if you guys are good at it, but I think you nailed it finally. Just kidding, they've been doing it for a while. You know, since like the 30s. 1930s. Do you hear the rumor they're going to kill off Burns in The Simpsons?
No, I didn't.
I was like, really?
Is Simpsons back on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll start watching again. I started South Park is new again. I started watching that.
I haven't watched the first episode yet. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I haven't watched an episode of TV on TV in
neither have I.
Even like the next day or same season.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm way far behind everything.
You bitch.
It's a whole episode about school shootings.
Oh. Nice.
Wow. Yikes, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Neither did I. I just was Cartman like, oh, take shit.
A gun to school? Is that what happens?
No. So it's really fucked up, but it's funny. Because obviously it's South Park. They're willing to touch on sore subjects in order to make an actual point. And I would say they get the point across pretty well. But it starts off with the kids in school.
Is it a hollow point they get across?
It could be. It probably is, actually.
Because it's the type of bullet that a gun shoots.
Yeah, I get it.
But no, it starts off with the kids in class and they're getting test scores back, and suddenly you start hearing gunfire and people shouting in the background, but all the kids and the teacher are just calmly still going through all it. You know, she's still passing out the tests and the kids are like, oh, I got an A, and Carbon's like, I got an F, and you see like SWAT members coming in and they're like, there's a school shooting. And they're just carrying on like normal, and that's pretty much what the whole episode is about, is how it seemingly normal school shootings have become, and how desensitized some of the people in South Park are to it. Yeah.
It's pretty fucked up.
Yes, extremely, because it happens like three other times as well in the same episode.
So three different school shootings.
At South Park Elementary. Yeah. And everybody's just like, okay.
I wonder if it's going to be a reoccurring gag now.
It could be.
Like every couple episodes, there's just a school shooting in the background.
Yeah.
Just walking past a school shooter or something.
Yeah.
Interesting. I did not, I didn't know it was about school shootings. I just know, like, I saw a thing about can Stan's dad save the kids something or other. I don't know what that was about, so I didn't, because I hadn't watched the first episode.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what that's about either.
Yeah, I don't know. Something to do with the new episodes tonight or whatever.
Okay.
Or can he get to the kids in time or some nonsense like that? I can't remember what it was. Oh, there's a fan convention for Chuck E. Cheese?
That seems creepy.
Do people make their own? Like, do they cosplay?
They might.
Ugh, gross. That makes me mean furries and puppets.
Yeah.
Gross. Bum, bum, bum.
Hey, Cody, how do you like the fact that you really loved the game Fortnite when it came out?
The main game, yeah.
And now it's become some, like, teen, like, game. It's become the game.
For everybody to play, yeah.
For everybody to play.
Yeah, I called it ahead of time, but no one wants to listen to me.
Yeah, me and Cody were playing that shit before it was cool.
Did you actually play it?
Yeah.
You did?
I played it quite a bit for a little while.
Yeah. Did he? I didn't know you guys hopped on.
We never played together.
We played once together. Oh, we played early on, but then I would jump on every so often and play.
I sent you a free copy of the game to play
with. Yes, but no one was ever like, hey, I'm playing tonight.
We never do that, though.
Yeah, we do.
Eh, sometimes. Yeah, no, I love the main game.
It was a weird thing.
I've never played the Battle Royale stuff before, which is
what the kids play now. Oh, Jesus, Cody.
He's the one that brought it up that way. I'm an old man.
I bring it up for a specific point because apparently the NHL team, the Canucks, have banned it from play during away games because apparently some of their players who are fairly young, it's a fairly young team from what the article says.
Too much and not sleeping?
We're just playing it way too much in hotel rooms. And not sleeping and not just being, you know, with their team members, you know, bonding with the team. So it's funny that they had to
team just fucking
ban it from being played.
There's a lot of sports teams and stuff and organizations that have banned it in the locker rooms because it distracts from prepping for different things.
I'd imagine. The fact that you can actually play it on pretty much any mobile device now.
And soon be able to play with anybody on any console as well, thanks to Sony finally fucking
playing ball. Actually,
yeah, they announced that they're officially going to be testing it, which is a bullshit response for people who don't know, is earlier this year, when the fever pitch for this game exploded, there was one weekend where the team at Epic were doing server maintenance. When they turned it back on, they accidentally turned on crossplay, and people on PlayStations were playing with people on PC and Xbox because a PlayStation player noticed that someone's gamer tag had a space in it,
right?
Which isn't available on anything on every platform except for PlayStation because they're fucking archaic. They have to have underscores.
Yeah,
and then he realized that when he looked it up, his son who was playing on an Xbox in the next room over was also on the server, and so they literally took a picture of their characters standing next to each other on each other's screens with the screen name, proving the fact that it just works.
Yeah.
But Sony still says, "Oh no, it would never work properly," and now they're gonna beta test it slowly to make sure it's gonna work on their servers properly because their servers are better than everybody else's, so they don't want the experience to be lessened because of that.
Yeah, Sony.
Yeah, because your servers are also fucking awesome.
You did it.
We all know how their proprietary stuff, you know, is so much better.
Well, you heard about the whole fiasco with Fortnite and them, right?
No.
So if you took your Epic account and attached it to your PlayStation, you couldn't use it on any other platform.
But it's they an locked Epic account.
That account.
It's a separate account, though.
Well, you have to link them together.
I know, but I'm saying
it does that, and whatever they did, they locked it.
And that's why I'm saying I get where you're going with it. My exact point is, it's a separate account. It's like saying that I couldn't take my was it Origins account? Not Origins.
Origins EA Ubisoft to be Ubisoft.
I mean the whatever one. Yeah, Ubisoft one. Yeah, one and couldn't link it to a PlayStation one. Yeah. Because it's already linked to my Xbox. It's like, but that's not even a Xbox exclusive thing. That's
a Ubisoft exclusive thing. Yeah. So a lot of people were pissed off they couldn't play it on anything else because people would get it on their mobile phones, but they couldn't log in and get all their stuff because the content is universal.
Mm-hmm.
So if you buy V-Bucks and you buy an outfit on one, it's supposed to unlock it for your account.
Yeah.
Well, if you're playing on PlayStation, you couldn't use that on anything else. So if you play on your mobile phone or your tablet, because that's what obviously people did. They were playing on their iPads and their phones and stuff, right? You couldn't do it because your account was locked. It would say, hey, you can't. Your account is locked, blah, blah, blah. And it turns out it was Sony that was doing it.
It makes sense because they're the ones that will lock down anything just to try and capture you into a system.
Yep. So I was like, well, that seems fucking dumb. But yeah, so it's on its way, and that's the first game they officially announced, but there's other games that already do it. There's a ton of other games that already do it. Rocket League does it. And it's interesting that Fortnite is finally doing it. I think they're trying to make amends for the whole account blocking thing. They're definitely dragging their feet. And they must be really upset that Microsoft just announced a bundle with Fortnite.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, so if there's a bundle that's coming out, or it's out right now. You buy it. It's the Xbox One S console that comes with the game. And I believe it's the full game. So you get the regular Save the World mode and obviously Battle Royale, which is free anyways, and 2,000 V-Bucks just for buying it. So I'm like, well, they must be really angry that we had that, because that's an official partnership we have with Epic Games. So, but it's interesting.
All right.
It's way past time to have this or the thing, because PlayStation or Xbox and PC have had crossplay in many different games throughout over the years, but it's never been another ecosystem in a way. So it's never been away from anything not Microsoft. So it'll be the first time. Because right now, mobile players can play, Switch players can play, all that stuff they can play on it. It's just Sony is the only one that wasn't doing it.
So goddamn dumb.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking stupid if you ask me. But whatever, you know.
But in Sony's defense, Spider-Man, though.
Which really is only exclusive then because it's from a gaming manufacturer that decided to put it only on PlayStation had to pay a lot of money to get that as an exclusive on there.
I'm glad they did, because it's fucking awesome.
It is an amazing game. I'm not gonna say it's not. I don't actually wish it was on any other console. I just kind of wish it didn't have fucking real-time events in it, because I hate those fucking things. Mash X now.
Oh, you mean QuickTime
events? Real time events.
I was like,
I had to load real player into my fucking PlayStation.
Yo, Joe, get in there.
It's a persistent game. You forgot to feed your Spider-Man. He died.
Oh no.
It's Peter Parker's dumb. Can't feed himself.
Start over anew.
Nept ass motherfucker. But yeah, no. It's a gorgeous game. First off. I've played very little of it, so I can't tell how exciting or how good the story is, because I don't even fucking know what the story is, other than he's Spider-Man and he has to fight villains. But it's pretty cool still. I have a lot of weird random shit on my news feed on Apple. So many weird things like Star Wars, technology, science, entertainment, Apple, Sci-Fi Wire, The Hollywood Reporter, movies, Game of Thrones. Like, what the fuck? Why didn't I subscribe to all this weird shit?
I don't know, man.
I don't know either. Which I probably should, since it's my fucking account and everything. I was looking for news. Lobo's going to be in Krypton Season 2, by the way.
Okay.
Why?
Because they can.
Stop wasting these cool characters on fucking dumb TV shows. Put them in movies or give them a Netflix show. That's all they need to do with them. Or put them in movies on Netflix. I don't give a fuck what you do. Just don't put it on shitty TV shows.
I can't say if Krypton's shitty or not.
Well, technically speaking, neither can I. But, you know.
But I can jump to conclusions and say it's probably not that great.
I could safely assume it's probably not good.
I can safely assume. Hey, Michelle Williams is going to play Christy McAuley, whatever her last name is, from the Challenger.
Okay.
The teacher lady who blows up in the space shuttle. Yeah.
Well, because it blows up.
Hey, you're wearing a NASA shirt.
Yeah.
That's what actually reminded me of. Then I was scrolling through. I saw, I was like, wait a minute, hold on.
Connectivity.
Remember that mission where they sent a bunch of kids and the teacher into space? And it blowed up.
No, they didn't send kids.
Yeah, whatever. Same thing.
I was like, oh, that was space. Did I not know the story right?
The kids were space camp, right?
Yeah, that's a different thing.
That fictional movie.
The fictional movie.
The real thing where they they have the teacher, with actual astronauts. And it exploded and everyone watched. Oh, because the kids watched it in school.
Yeah. Do you remember that one time where there's an asteroid coming to Earth and they had to send a team of drillers up there to
fix it? Yeah, I remember that shit-tastic movie.
That was an amazing movie. Don't call it shit-tastic. I love that movie.
Joe cried at the end.
I did cry at the
end. He cried at the beginning.
I did cry at the beginning.
From his penis.
No.
Yes.
I love asteroids. Goosh, goosh, goosh. That was him masturbating to
a asteroid. No, we got that. Yeah, yeah.
We should probably end it on that.
The goosh, goosh, goosh?
Yeah.
Or Joe masturbating to an asteroid.
Either way. It's also should probably be worked into the title somehow.
Masturbating to an asteroid?
Joe.
Oh, Joe masturbating to an asteroid?
Masturbates to an asteroid.
There you go. That's the name of the episode. Joe masturbates to an asteroid. That's enough for today, huh? We didn't really talk about anything in particular. We rambled. Mike didn't say shit for like an hour and a half.
Yeah. 4 hours straight. No words.
Because you a bitch.
My energy's low, guys. I'm sorry.
Is that what it is? Quit being a bitch.
Next
week? We'll get it next week?
Next week. You're getting so much fucking energy. You're going to have to towel off.
Wait, what?
You're gonna need to towel off like Joe sounds... after watching asteroids.
Yeah, that sounds sticky.
It does.
He likes to finish all over the rocky surface. Did you see
the pictures from the Japanese?
Jesus.
Masturbating on asteroids? I did not.
Well, close enough. Because they sent up a probe to an asteroid.
Oh, they fucked an asteroid.
And they were able to land on it. And it's really cool pictures.
I did not see that. I'll have to look that up.
Are there things on it?
They're rock things, yeah.
Like people asteroid things?
No, not like people things. No.
It's weird because it's a space toilet.
It's also really weird to watch because I think they had like a short
frozen turd.
They have like a short video or a bunch of GIFs put together.
Cunts. Y'all a bunch of cunts.
Why?
You know why.
Why?
That you show...
I don't get it. I mean, all he said was GIF and you have set.
As the
comes
the
naturally, we turns, are
as still the asteroid talking. Turns and you can see, you know, all the shadows and stuff. It's really cool. I suggest watching it.
I will have to look that up. Maybe it's on my Apple science feed.
It was in my science feed for Apple. So
there you go. Yeah. Joe's looking for new asteroids to masturbate to.
Yep.
Always. He's looking like, for oh, new ones. Japanese always, one? Does it have tentacles?
Always looking for the perfect video.
Yep. We got to.
He's like, you can't get stifled.
No.
You know what I mean? True. Need new
probably is sometimes you spend way more time looking for the perfect video you can
just get it done with and just be done with it.
Like I could just like just this asteroid's already fucking this asteroid, I guess watch this one. But no, I want like one of it's those solo fine. Asteroid ones
like oh this one again this like one works very fine I guess
specific thing yeah
well this one where the step asteroid has sex with this the daughter asteroid
I guess.
Because I'm mixing porn. Yeah,
No, I'm just glad that it's a, not, they're not related. Actually.
That's the kind of porn that Ted Cruz would like if he was into asteroid porn. You don't remember that? Ted Cruz liked that porn tweet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was a stepmom, fucking a stepmom porn tweet.
Oh, yeah.
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 He left it up for like a day and a half.
Oh, yeah, shit. I do remember that.
Like one of those things where when you like a video on YouTube, it goes to your Facebook page. He did the same thing, but Pornhub was connected to Twitter.
Yeah.
What was funny is like people were like, oh, obviously somebody else was on there and blah, blah, blah.
Hacked.
I was like, no. I got hacked. He didn't get hacked. He thought he was on his other fucking account and he didn't realize he was on his official account and he liked some porn tweets and he fucking didn't switch over.
He's like, oh, some shit.
People get caught. That's the equivalent. That's the nowadays equivalent of leaving your porn in the VCR.
Right.
And they always getting caught there.
Like Mike ever issue of his porn in his VCR.
He had a VCR when he was a kid.
He didn't watch porn on it. He was like two.
Never know.
Then they had DVDs and he's like, kids, well, it's way start easier.
Younger and younger.
I don't have to rewind the porn. Shit, yeah. I can skip right to the chapter I whacked off last night. Well, I finished chapter three.
Took me 3 weeks to get through one scene. She just kept starting off where I left off.
All right, well, she started to take her bra off. I finished.
Damn it.
All right.
I guess next time
I'll start with the boobs.
Mental note. Timestamp this.
He had a Baton journal, but it wasn't like what he did. He's like where he stopped in the video.
It was the time.
He's like, Pancake Mama's 1 minute, 11.
36 seconds.
Pancake Mama's?
Didn't make it past the credits.
Pancake Mama's? Yeah.
Is that one of your favorite ones?
I don't know why that's so funny to me, but it is.
Because I guess it's one of your favorite ones.
Yeah, it is now.
But the best is I said Pancake Mama's 11.
Yeah.
I mean, there's 10 other ones before
that. Yeah, well, 1 through 10 were bullshit, but 11 is where they hit their stride. 11 through 13, amazing. 14 kind of fell off, but it's still better than the first
10. Joe's favorite is Get Your Rocks Off.
That's funny.
Because the episode is called...
Cody's a fucking writer, man. He brought that shit back around.
And a comedic genius.
What a tag. Well, what a tag for the show. Oh,
speaking of geniuses, actually, comes naturally. We are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. You're all welcome. And like usual, fuckers just came naturally.
Yeah.
Unlike Joe with asteroids around. That's fucking massive.